This is the Sun Radio Regional Report. I'm Kevin Connor. We touch on topics of interest and importance to people here in Central Texas. And something that is of great importance and is an epidemic, actually, is drug overdoses because of fentanyl. Something I really didn't know a whole lot about, but I found out more when I was contacted by a former Austin musician named Lance Keltner, who lost his stepson to a fentanyl overdose and is trying to do something about it in a big way. Well, we say good morning now to Lance Keltner, longtime Austin musician who's living in New Mexico these days, but is back in town with a special program and organization called Connor's Heart. Welcome, Lance.
Thanks, Kevin. It's nice to be here.
And who was Connor?
Connor was my wife's son. He was 24 years old. He had just had a brand new baby with his girlfriend. And, you know, I pretty much raised this boy from the time he was in, you know, entering junior high school, and had his whole life ahead of him. And basically, one of his friends gave him Xanax, what he thought were Xanax. He and his friends use those recreationally, like a lot of kids do. Mm-hmm. And the particular ones that he was given were actually laced with fentanyl, and he died pretty straight up.
Wow. I've been looking at this. It is happening with such alarming frequency. I wonder why it's not on the front page of the paper and the lead story in the news every night, because thousands and thousands of people are dying from fentanyl.
Well, it's the reason we're doing what we're doing. Yeah. It's because it's not getting the kind of coverage that it should. You know, my running joke with everybody, Kevin, is that I'm the by far the least famous of my friends worldwide. And so I'm taking advantage of all of my relationships to try to get folks to come out to shows and mm-hmm. pay money to see good music so that we can use that money in each city we perform in to help with the fentanyl crisis in that town. So, you know, I called my really good friends here in Austin, Eric Johnson, David Grissom, Vallejo. Now we've added Guy Forsyth and Krista Bell and Chris Layton to the show this Sunday at Emo's. Yep. You know, asked them about it. Everybody agreed to do it. October 21st, we'll be at City Winery in New York City. And with each one of these shows, wherever the show is, all the money except expenses on these shows go to fight the fentanyl crisis in that town. So in our town, we've partnered with Recovery ATX. They've been at this a long time. They're actually out on the streets trying to save lives. And we decided that our best thing to do is stay in our lane and provide the mm-hmm. the entertainment and the money. And then we'll just pick a somebody to partner with or a group to partner with in each city that can then use that money to try to save lives. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but apparently a lot of these nonprofits and 501c3s like Recovery ATX have to work on grants from the government and, you know, donations. And if they order test kits from the government for fentanyl, sometimes it takes up to 6 months for those to arrive. And they're not that expensive. They're like a dollar or two. So what we're trying to do is get as many people, music fans and people who care in the Austin area out to Emo's this Sunday night at 7. Everything except expenses on running the show will go to Recovery ATX, who will use this for fentanyl test kits and Narcan and everything that they need to try to save lives out on the street here.
I was reading about the test kits. While they can be helpful, they're not perfect.
Right.
It doesn't guarantee that. And these can be used on cocaine, I would imagine.
Sure.
Pills.
Sure.
Basically anything.
Right.
And it can be tested for fentanyl, but it might not be perfect every time. There's some things that are stronger. Fentanyl, by the way, if people are like, what is that exactly? Well, it's an opioid that is 50 times stronger than heroin, 100 times stronger than morphine. And you said the chemicals that are used to make fentanyl all come from China.
Right.
And then they send them where?
They send them to Mexico, where the cartels then use those chemicals to make products they send in through our southern border. And it's, you know, it's very easy to get a concentrated amount of fentanyl across the border very easily. So it's easy for them to get into our country. Mm-hmm. And they're putting it in everything from what looks like a Xanax to what looks like a pill. They're putting in cocaine. They're putting in heroin. They're even putting in things that look like Skittles.
Oh, dear.
So there's been, you know, infants that have died from fentanyl poisoning.
Okay. I certainly don't mean to be flippant about this, but
right.
What is the advantage for the drug maker to put fentanyl in everything? It seems like you'd be killing your clientele.
That is the million-dollar question. Why are they trying to kill our younger generation? And that's a bigger, longer discussion. What we're trying to do is just at least mitigate this, right, if we can, and save some lives if we can.
You're a guitar player. I'm a DJ. We've been around drugs,
yep,
for a long time.
Absolutely.
Scares the hell out of me.
Yeah, just a minute ago, we were talking about the fact my buddy Chip Zanuff, who was in the band Enough's Enough in the 80s, and I were chatting the other day. He's got a show that has 8 million subscribers on it now and is, you know, out doing stuff every day. He's going to help us with our show in Chicago. And Chip was like, could you imagine the death toll if fentanyl had been in the things we were all taking in 1987?
Yeah.
You know, an entire generation would have died.
Or somebody sure. just said, try this.
Right.
Yeah. So how do you get through to kids, not just teenagers, but young adults, to say it's too risky, you can't take the chance?
We just did a video of a new single that we just put out, my band, Lance Cutler, Nueva Retro, called Love Lingers. It's on YouTube. And that video, it has a incredible amount of messaging about the dangers of fentanyl, how easy it is to overdose and die from fentanyl, how that the cartels are putting it in just about everything. So you can't trust if a friend hands you a pill, hey, it's a Vicodin. You don't know that it's actually a Vicodin. It could be laced with fentanyl, Xanax. Just about anything that even looks like a prescription drug could have it. So honestly, we're trying to encourage kids, If you didn't go down with your parents to the pharmacy and get this, then, you know, it can kill you. And my dear friend and partner in my band for years, Cole Hansen, has a dear friend of his here in town whose son was given what he thought was a Vicodin, and he had a sports injury and was in pain and thought it was a prescription pill, got it from a friend.
Looked just like it, probably.
Absolutely. And he went home and he had taken the pill and started to overdose and died in his father's arms before the ambulance could get there.
My goodness.
And this is happening all over the country and the world. I mean, my friends in Europe are telling us that, you know, we need to do Connor's Heart shows all over Europe as well, because this is a worldwide epidemic.
Connor's Heart is the name of the organization, and it is a 501c3 charitable organization. And then they're turning around and giving the money that they make on Sunday at Emo's to help. What was the name of the organization here?
Recovery ATX here in Austin. They've been here quite some time, and they do great work.
So when somebody is in a situation here where they are overdosing on fentanyl, do you call those people? Or do you just call 911 right away?
Well, I would call 911 right away. We're trying to encourage young people to keep Narcan around, because if they overdose on fentanyl, and it's just fentanyl and not this new thing that they're doing where they're adding horse tranquilizer to it, that, you know, there's
xylazine.
So there's a really good chance that if it's just fentanyl and you use the Narcan right away, it can save your life.
Wow.
And so we're trying to get Narcan out there as well. And, you know, there's a lot of people, Kevin, that talk about, hey, you know, maybe we shouldn't be trying to handle things this way by giving out test kits and Narcan. We want people to stop using the drugs rather than. But, hey, listen, I came up in the music industry and so did you. When I was 20 years old, I was 900 feet tall and bulletproof. I didn't think anything would happen to me. Mm-hmm. And our son Connor didn't believe he was going to die from a fentanyl poisoning. He didn't believe that would ever happen to him. And when
again,
you're
he thought he was taking a Xanax, and it looked just like a Xanax.
Apparently looked exactly like a Xanax. The police found more of them at his house when they came over that day after he passed. And so, you know, just be careful. You don't know what you're going to get. And so what we're trying to do is what our government isn't trying to do, I guess, which is just go city to city to city and try to educate people and try to save the lives we can save.
I've heard about Narcan a lot. I've never actually seen it. How is it administered? Is it a shot?
There's a nasal spray.
A nasal spray.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's the easiest way. In fact, I live in Santa Fe now, and we're dealing some with the Meow Wolf, which is an amazing organization, big sort of experiential art exhibit thing. Yeah. And they were telling me at Meow Wolf that they absolutely have every single employee in that building carrying Narcan with them at work.
Really?
So if there's an overdose right there, if somebody gets poisoned by fentanyl right there, that they can spray that up somebody's nose immediately. And apparently my doctor, who's on the board of directors of Connor's Heart, tells me that if it's a different problem, that the Narcan won't make it worse. But if it is fentanyl, it will save their lives.
And again, I just keep coming back to this thing, like, why? Why is it so prevalent?
It's cheap. Well, it's apparently very inexpensive for the cartels to use. So they're filling things with that rather than something else.
Connor's Heart is, again, a charitable, nonprofit, 501c3 organization. And this is the first event.
Yes.
Of, as you said, you plan of many events around the country. And it's happening Sunday. It starts early. I think Eric Johnson is playing early, right?
Yeah, and let me be clear about this so everybody understands. Eric and Roscoe Beck are doing an acoustic set, and they're opening the show at 7 p.m. So, guys, if you've never heard Eric play acoustic, it's absolutely stunning. And, you know, he and Roscoe together are just phenomenal.
He's one of the best guitar players in the world, and Roscoe's one of the best bass players in the world. I mean, he toured for 30 years with Leonard Cohen, in addition to Eric Johnson and Darden Smith and lots of people.
Absolutely. And so the evening is going to be run a lot like a 1950s review. So don't expect to come out and wait 45 minutes between acts. It's going to be really, really fast. We're using a very similar back line of equipment all night long. So basically, Eric will play at 7. My band comes on right after Eric, Vallejo right after me, then David Grissom, and then we have our special guests, you know, Whipper Layton and Guy Forsyth and the incredible Christabel. So it'll end up with a big, exciting jam at the end. And so it's going to be a great night of music, and you'll be home by 11:30 and you know, have a bit of a late night for a Sunday, but not much, you know. Not too bad.
Sounds good. Where can people go to get all the info?
Connors-Heart.org. And it's Connors-Heart.org. And you can, there's a ticket link there, and you can buy tickets there. You can also go to the Emos website. There's a ticket link is there on there as well.
Who'd have thunk it?
Not me.
Guys like us telling people, just say no. But really, I mean, It's just so frightening, and I know other parents who have had this situation. Not any kid who's like in any kind of trouble, just going through life and have a little recreation, and boom, and they're gone. It's shocking.
Kevin, we actually heard of one mother in this area that lost both of her sons in the same night.
Oh, God.
They were at a party and took the same thing, and they both died.
Oh, my.
And so families are being torn apart by this drug, and, you know, we need to do what we can as a, you know, city and a nation to try to put a stop to this. And, you know, all we're about is trying to save lives. And so if you guys can, if you find it in your heart, just, you know, just come on down, support our cause, and know that that money's going to go to help save Austinites.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Again, that is Lance Keltner. The organization is called Connor's Heart. .org, Connors, C-O-N-N-O-R-S hyphen heart.org. I found it very easy just to Google Connors Heart, and everything comes up about the show at Emos on Sunday and the organization as well. I'm Kevin Connor. Your thoughts are always welcome. Studio at sunradio.com. This is the Sun Radio Regional Report.